Maisa. So in the case of an Eidim Zemimim, they never have a chiyah to bring a korban chatis. Why? Because by an Eidim Zemimim, they don't have an action. They don't do a Maisa. Therefore, since it's Lav Maisa, they're potter from a korban. The question is, Ramai, why? Well, let's now you believe, should this Eidim Zemimim have a Dibur? They speak out. They say they're Eidus. And the Chura, there it's not totally in the Lev. There it's totally as two people came to Bezin to say, he's Chayiv Misa. So they wanted to have somebody killed, and then it came out of did it b'shoigeg, so they should be chayiv chatis. According to Rabbi Yechon, you're telling me now, really, Akima Svostem speaking out is called an action. Only by Megadip, where there is totally belave, that's why it's not an action. Seidim Zemimim should be called an action. They said Eidus. They said it out betrayal with their voice. So why does it say the Eidim Zemimim is never chayiv chatis? They should be chayiv chatis also. So Marin says, Omar Rava Shani Eidim Zemimim Hoyel V'yeshnon B'Koyol, that the Eidim Zemimim has a koyol. The koyol Rabbi Yechonon Lav Maisu. And according to Rabbi Yechonon, a koyol is not called a Maisu. In other words, it's different than Akimas Fosayim. Here it's only their voice. Rashi says Hoyel V'yeshnon B'Koyol Ika Chiyuvim B'Shmias Koyolim. The main chiyuv of Eidim Zemimim is that Bezdin hears their voice. Lefnei Bezdin who bore the koyol Lespe Maisu. The main chet of Eidim Zemim is that they used out their voice, they said a curl to Bezdin. That Bezdin heard the curl. So when Bezdin hears a voice itself is called less by Maisa. Mar says, is that true? Well, Yitma we learned, Chosma b'curl. If you have your animal that's muzzled, and he's about to do some work, and you call him to do work, your Chosma b'curl, you have your parah, and he's threshing there, and you have him muzzled up, and now you call him b'curl to come and do the work. Or else via Nigo Bakil. You have a shor and a chamor together, tied up together, it's klayim, and you're making them work together, and you call them with your mouth, and that makes them start to work. Your Yechon says, for that Yechai, it's called a lav, sheyesh by Maisa. Since you use your voice, it's your voice that's making them work now, so Yechai for your action of a kail. For Shlaka Shama Pata. Your Yechon no machai, kimas piv, heavy Maisa. The fact you called the animal, your curl made him come to do work, for that's called an action. It's called the Maisa Yechayiv. Resh Lakash Amana Pata, Akimas Pivli Havi Maisa. The fact you just called the animal to make him come to you to work, or to pull together, that's not called an action. But I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yechon, you see a curl just calling out, and the animal hears your voice, and that causes him to do work. And now he's working muzzled, or is working together with another min, you're chayiv malchus for that. You see, a koyol is called a voice. So why do you say Eidim Zemimim is not called a maisa, there's no voice there, still you should be chayiv. All right, Gemara says, Elo Amarovo, Shani Eidim Zemim. Eidim Zemim is different. Hoyel V'yeshna Bria. Nusvara. The Eidim Zemim, the main thing of Eidus is that they're saying over what they saw. But the main thing is they're saying what they saw. So that's why it's not called an action. Rashi says, Bria, Ika Chiyuve Bo Al Yidei Horiya. Shemidin Shero. Bria Lesbe Maisa. Seeing an action, that's not called an action. That's not called a Maisa. So Eidim Zemim, even though they're giving us through their voice, the curl is telling Bezdin, but the main thing is not only the curl. The main aver is that they're saying they saw something. And later we find out they didn't see anything. But Lamaisa, Eidus is, the main point of Eidus is that you're telling Bezdin what you saw. So an action of seeing, that's not called an action. Just like we had before by Megadif. The main thing of Megadif is believe. Even though you're cursing Hashem, but it has to be that in your lave, you're going against Hashem. That's the main purpose of it. See, also, the main purpose of Eidim is that you're relating to Bezdin what you saw. But the main action is what you saw. Seeing is not called an action. Turn around, but we're like this. Baal Oiv, what's this mechashiv of Oiv? Zeh ha-medaba bein ha-prokim, he speaks between his limbs, bein ha-prokim, u-mebein ha-tilu yodav, or in between his armpits. That's where he talks. Rashi Mebein Aprokin, Malas a mace, he brings up a mace, the Yoshev Loi V'echod Mebein Pirki Atzomis. In between his bones, between his legs, wherever it is, or his arms, or in between any Pirki Atzomis, That's where the mace stays. Shal mechashav kugoin, either pirkas as boisav, or ya pirka berkov. Then he can bring up this mace and he talks either through his on his armpits or any in between his bones. That's where, that's a bal oiv. May pirkle ben atil yodav. Yidoini, zeha maniach etzem yidua, it's a special bone yidoini. Rashi says yidua means shein chaya, name of a chaya. There's a bone of a chaya, a wild animal. He brings that bone and puts the piv into his mouth. And the bone talks by itself. That's this mechashif of Yidoni. Whoever does this is chayis kilo. Mesvei avakash, it says, v'hoye k'oiv mi'eretz k'olecho, that you'll hear your voice from the ground. My love, dimishtoi k'yucho, chrismashmi talks normally. Rashi says, mitoch kivroi, that the mace talks from the ground, from the kever. Therefore his voice is very low. So now mashma, the voice comes out from under his armpits, but it comes out from the kever. Mara says, no, the mace comes up out of the kever, and it comes up in between your bones, and that's where it talks from. Because he talks low there also. Rashi, loy the solik v'yosef ben aprokim, or mi yokol nomach, it's a low voice. If he shein boich yusoy, there's no real life there. It's a kishuf, it's no real life, therefore he's a potter. The voice is low. Toshma coming here. Pesach says, v'atoymer ishel shol, that the isha said to shol, when shol went to ask her, Elohim re'isi olim, minoritz. I see God coming up from the ground. My love doesn't mean to say the mishtoi kiyuchei, that she brought up Shmuel Hanavi, that Shmuel himself was talking, the mace himself was talking. Lai, again, the yosef ben aprokim mishtoi, that she brought up the whatever that means, the mace, Shmuel, and he was talking between her armpits. Torah Rabbon, bal oiv, what is bal oiv? Echad hamala bitzchuroi, so Rashi learns, malo moshe v'samais al zachrusoi, on his aver, on the man's aver, the zachrus, where his mila was, he puts the mace over there. V'yechad ha'nisha b'gugulas, or whether it is from the skull of a mace. Rashi says, Hamotelos min ha'mace, Loris, we have a skull in front of you, and he asks the skull questions, and the skull answers, that's also kishuf of oiv. Now, my, v'yechad ha'nisha b'gugulas, ma ben zelis, there was a difference. Ma'ala b'zichroi eino oila kidarkoi, v'yeino oila b'shabbos, if you bring him up through your zichroi, he doesn't come up the normal way. Rashi ela ragle l'mala, his foot comes up first, not his head. The mace comes up his foot, for his feet first, then his head. And v'yeino, he doesn't come up on Shabbos. Shabbos, he can't do this. Nisha b'gugulois, but if we only ask from a skull that's on the ground, oila kidarkoi, then mashma, when he starts to talk, he comes up normally, his head comes up first. And v'yeino b'shabbos, this type of a kishur could even be done on Shabbos. Or the lehechasog, where to come up to? Ha'kamei monach, he's right in front of him. Eleim around say like this. Oina kedaki, talks normally. The oina b'Shabbos, will answer you on Shabbos also. The af sholiyah. So that's the difference, whether you're talking to a skull, or whether you're talking to these, we bring up the mace. The af shailazu shoel to the rusfist esra b'kiva. This guy to Anustas asked Rabbi Kiva, he asked him like this, Omaloi, Omay Yomi Yomayim, why it's so different than the other days? Rashi says, Loma HaChoshev Yom Shabbos Yos Mishay Yomim. How come you're saying on Shabbos you can't do this Kishuf? Why is Shabbos different than any other day? Omaloi, Rabbi Kiva said back, Omay Govim Miguvrim, like why are you different? You're a prince, why are you different than anybody else? Omaloi, he said back to him, what do you mean? To Moritzavi, my master, the king commanded me to be the prince. That's why I'm something special. He answered back, Shabbos Nami, to Moritzavi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Shabbos should be different. Therefore, on Shabbos, you don't have the power of Kishuf. This is what I meant to say. Mi Yema, the Idna Shabbat, who told you today is Shabbos? How do you know today is Shabbos? Omalei said, listen, Nohor Sambakion Yechich, come to this river Sambakion. That there it rests on Shabbos, the whole weekday it goes very strong, and on Shabbos it rests. And all secondly, Balav Yechich. When you come to Balav, they will also show us that on Shabbos he has no power. We know which day is Shabbos. And Kivra Shalaviv, by the cave of your father, he was a big Rosha, also Yechich. We'll come and see. Shein Malo Oshim B'Shabbos, The whole week, smoke comes out of his kever, his grave, and on Shabbos there's no smoke, so we'll know exactly which day is Shabbos. Almost, he hands it back to him, because you say the Ashtar the Kokolusi. You embarrassed me, you cursed me, and you mavat me. Now, Shoyal Oiv, for the more question, if you go to an Oiv, Hainu Vadera Shalom Mason. There's another passage that says you're not supposed to ask Mason to the future. So why is Oiv different than Dera Shalom Mason? Vadera Shalom Mason, Katan, like we learned. Vadera Shalom Mason, Zehamariv Atzmai, that if you starve yourself, for Oilach Bulam Beit HaKvaros, and you go and sleep in the Beit HaKvaros, because they should teach you all of Ruach Tumah, that you want the Ruach Tumah to come upon yourself. That's called Dera Shalom Mason. So it's different than Oiv. Okay, Bekiva, Magila, Mikrazel, when he came to this spot, he started to cry. Matzah somebody that starts himself. And then he goes to the basic forest. Like he davens good. That he should be zoicha to get the Ruach HaTumah on him. Shairul of Ruach Tumah, the Tumah goes upon him. It's Hamar of Atzma, is somebody would starve himself. Kadesh Tishrol of Ruach Taira. That he would daven to Hashem that the Shechina should come upon him. Allah HaZam HaBakam, for sure he would be zoicha to have Ruach HaKodesh. We have to daven and do this. So what should I say? Shavanaseinu gormalanu, that our avarice caused us that we're not zoicha to see the Shechina. Shneim Pasuk says, ki avanaseichem hoyu mavilim b'neichem v'ven Eloheichem, that our avarice made the mechitza between us and Hashem. Omar Rava, iboy tzadiki boriyama, if tzadikim the want to, they'll be able to create worlds with their chochma, sefer yitzira. Rashi says, Lios Nikiyim, if they would be Noki for more chet, they would have the power, mamish, to create worlds. Shneim the Pasuk says, Ki Avanaseichem Oyim Avdilim. It's only the Averis that make a division between us and Hashem. Rava Bora Gavra. Rava created the person. Rashi, are they Sefi Tzira? Shalomdo Tzira Faisi Shoshayim. Rava knew how to create somebody. He created the person. He created the Golem. Shadra Lekamdo Avzeris. He wanted to show his Rebbe Reb Zera what he did. He sent his Golem to Reb Zera. Heavy Kamishtoy, but their Zera started to talk to him. Play Heavy Kamahadalay, but the Golem couldn't answer back. That much he couldn't put into the person. He couldn't give him a power of speech. Almost Zera said, if so, Min Chavriyat, you're from this Kishuf, he thought, of Chavir, Hadrul of Recha, go back to the dirt, he abolished him. So the Chanina Rabbi Shia, Heavy Yasub Komala Shabbat, every other Shabbat they would sit, they ask him, the Sefi Yitzir, the Biosik, and the Sefi Yitzir to create things. Or Nifchu Lei Igla, what did they create for themselves? Food, a good cow. Igla, Tilsa, a third-born cow, it's a very good meat. V'yachalei, they ate that meat for Shabbos. So had they got the meat, they created their own meat. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'inein, what's a Ma'inein? Alright, stop here. Yeah, that's Samachay Mebeis, the bottom Gemara, list 5 lines. Says Tana Rabbanan, run to a brayso like this. Mo'inein, what's the mechashif of mo'inein? What is that? Rabbi Shimon Omer, ze hamavir shiva minei zocher alayin. He takes from 7 different people the shichva zera, he takes their zera and puts it onto his eye, and because of that he could do type of kishif, he could do magicians. That's the mechashif of mo'inein. Rashi says, Yeshiva min ezofa, shichva zera mizayim briyos, o mavra alaynav, v'yosek shofim. Because of that, he could do some kishuf, that's the avera of meinin. V'achom and v'achom say, zeo oiches es ayin. Like a real magician, he catches your eye. In other words, Rashi says, oiches v'soiger enay habriyos, o mavra lehem kilu oisek dvorim shopela, v'ein oisek lum. He just fools the eye. He makes believe as if he's doing wonders, and really he's doing nothing, like a real magician today. That's the moining. The oiches is in ayim. We have a key for ayim no. Moining has to always do with times, periods. So that means, ze ha-machashiv itim. He tells us about the different types of times. For the shoyes and the hours. The yom, he says like this to people. Ha-yom, yofa lotzei. Today is a good day to go out. Today is perfect for traveling. Lemochar, tomorrow, yofalikach. It's good to do business, to buy things. Alimude arve shriyas chitim. People that plant an arve shriyas are chitim, that's a good time. A yofas, they'll have good wheat then. Ikure kitniyas miyas royas. You're better off uprooting your kitniyas, your beans now, before they rot away. So kids, if it tells people that now is a good time to do things, that's the machashev of Ma'inein, he uses different times. Tana Rabbah wrote like this, Menachesh, what's a Menachesh? Zeoima, the person says, listen, Titoi noflo mipiv, your bread fell from your mouth today, that's a bad sign. He tells you, things are bad, I can happen because of that. Rashi says, Titoi noflo mipiv, Sorach lidog hayoi mehezek. You have to watch out today, you're going to be harmed. Amakloi noflo miyodo, your staff fell from your hand. He tells that to people, because of that you'll have a bad time today. Benoi karula miyachurav, your son is calling you from the back, that's a bad sign. Or else, Erev Karev Loi, a raven is calling you. Or else, Tzvi Hesiko Bederach, he tells you, I know the way a deer crisscrossed you on the road, that's a bad sign. Nochash Mimino, you have a snake on the right side, Vishol Mismela, and a fox on the left side. Kids, he tells people, these things happen to you, and these are bad signs, that's the Mechashif of Menachish.